This is State House Week, a look at events in the South Carolina General Assembly. I'm Russ McKinney, ETV Radio. At the halfway point in this year's legislative session, the first bills to pass both the House and Senate are beginning to head to the governor's desk. The first high-profile legislation to make it through both chambers this year will give the state grand jury more power against human trafficking.
Many of you may have different idea when I say human trafficking about what that is or who that is, but I can tell you from talking to law enforcement officers who are dealing with this, those are boys and girls from South Carolina.
That's Orangeburg Senator Brad Hutto, who also told the Senate that many of those boys and girls are runaways. When enacted, prosecutors will have a better way to get at people who illegally move individuals across county lines, in some instances for work or prostitution. The bill passed both the House and Senate unanimously. The State Department of Social Services, the state's child welfare agency, continues to struggle with too few caseworkers and their staggering caseloads. At a Senate hearing this week, the new DSS director testified that the agency is operating better, but the problems remain severe. Committee Chair Tom Young of Aiken.
The caseworker numbers are on the rise in terms of the number of caseworkers in the state. The caseload numbers across the state have started to go down. There's still pockets of problems, but the agency under the new leadership has a plan to address that. They're going to need additional resources, and it's my understanding that the Senate Finance Committee is committed to meeting those additional resource needs in their budget allocation later this month.
Senator Young said improved intake procedures by DSS are actually exacerbating the high caseloads for caseworkers. Digital technology is part of the General Assembly these days. Legislators are fully aware that their actions are watched at all times. Many of their meetings are broadcast by South Carolina ETV and streamed live via the Internet. Several weeks ago, social media caused a direct impact on the House budget debate when the House leadership was trying to save time by adopting non-controversial sections of the budget by voice votes. Then-Governor Haley posted a statement on her Facebook page, critical of what the House was doing, asking if House rules were trumping state law, which calls for actual roll call votes on budget items. That led Representative Nathan Ballantyne of Columbia, a Haley ally, to question House Speaker Jay Lucas about the point of the governor's Facebook post.
But the House rule reads differently than the law, correct? The House rule trumps the law.
I don't have the law in front of me, Ms. Ballantyne. I do have the House rule, and I understand what that says, and that controls the operation today.
Moments later, the speaker reversed course and ordered roll call votes to be held for each section of the massive $7 billion state budget bill. But Speaker Lucas, too, relies on social media. He periodically posts video updates on YouTube. Here's his most recent, sending the House off on its two-week Easter break.
The Judiciary and Ways and Means Committees have completed their work on our roads plan and domestic violence legislation. These two items are first on the list to address whenever we return from our break.
So the General Assembly, which is used to lots of custom and tradition, is these days finding itself fully a part of the new digital revolution. State House Week, a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. I'm Russ McKinney. Join me again next Friday for a look at events in the state legislature.